Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. There's not too many of us left. Most of us have been shot. I'm glad you're here. I've missed the best last, folks, of my life. I'm very excited about continuing our visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, someone who laughs at me regularly and most of the time with cause. He's SBEcouncil.org, right, Ray?
Absolutely. You can go there and get all sorts of good stuff on what's going on for small businesses on the policy front, federal level, state level, international level, and so on.
So, Ray, I'm working on a piece that I'm titling, "The Fathers Have Eaten Sour Grapes and the Children's Teeth Are Set on Edge." I think this is from Ezekiel. I can't remember or Jeremiah. I've forgotten. I'll get the exact reference. But you know that passage from the Bible, from the Old Testament? The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. Wall Street is eating sour grapes, and Main Street's teeth will be set on edge. Wall Street has already gotten its bounce from the Trump election, and so much in advance, that they're already talking about a correction. But Main Street small businesses have yet to feel any benefit from this. So just about the time when we may be able to get out of the blocks here for the first time in a decade on Main Street, Ray, I'm so mad about this. The stock market collapses. It sets everybody up back. Wall Street is eating sour grapes, and Main Street's teeth are setting it on edge.
Well, I'm not going to attack Wall Street. I know you like to do that.
No, but wait, never mind attacking. What's wrong with my analysis?
Well, number one is Wall Street stock prices are forward-looking, right? Forward-looking in terms of cash flow.
Wall Street hasn't been
earnings.
An indicator of the economy in years.
Well, I mean, there's been a whole host of problems as to why, in terms of loose money and where that money's gone, when it gets out of the extent that it gets out of bank reserves altogether. But you know, Wall Street jumped up after the Trump election and Republicans holding the House and having the Senate and grabbing what people don't talk about, a whole host of
21,000, Ray, up right. up 2,000 plus points right. In 3 months. Meanwhile, you just got through reporting that Main Street is still, the customers are still not coming to the cash registers.
Right. My point is that Wall Street's forward-looking, and they expect good things to happen in this political combination.
You and I have never disagreed on anything more than this one issue right here.
Okay. Well, let's
keep going. I just want to throw that gauntlet down. Go ahead.
That's the Wall Street reaction, justified, I would say, to a certain extent. And now the question is, as if things are, you know, coming apart, if the agenda becomes more difficult, if that's the perception of Wall Street, then there's going to be a price reaction.
What percentage of do you think there is that there'll be a correction, or maybe a 10% correction on Wall Street in the next 9 months?
I don't predict stock price. 10%. That's a big number, Jim.
That's a big number.
Yeah, 10% is normally what
it went down 1%. It went down 1% last Thursday.
Right. So those are big numbers, but quite frankly, I think what's going on with Wall Street rides with what's going on in Washington these days. Listen, this is what
the economy
has been about.
They're both crazy. They're both illogical.
But the source is Washington. The source isn't Wall Street. The source is Washington.
Well, I don't completely agree with that. But let me throw a little history back on you.
All right.
14, 15, and 16. Combine those first quarter GDPs, and it was negative all three quarters. And in all three of those same quarters, the stock market went to record levels. What's wrong with that picture? Don't tell me that Wall Street is a leading indicator of the economy.
Well, I never said it was a perfect leading indicator for economies, but you also have to look at what their expectations are. They have their own world, which is corporate profits, and what the expectations are in corporate profits, and then they say, how do corporate profits tie to the broader economy. Now, corporate profits can increase by reining in expenses but costs and so on and so on, and corporate profits can increase due to a growing
economy. But, Ray, well, you and I both know Wall Street doesn't go up and down based just on corporate profits. I don't, look, I'm not against Wall Street. My only point is, when they get well real quick and they get ill real quick, and small business on Main Street, we don't have those kinds of roller coasters, and it hurts us. We become collateral damage because of their mania.
Small business hurts because of what Washington does, not because of stock prices going up.
Is that what happened in 2008?
Yeah, and that was Washington.
Yeah, but that was going way back though. But Wall Street created the products. Hey, Ray, good job. I'm glad you came. Come back soon.
All right, Jim, take it
Ray
easy.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. We still love each other, folks, honest. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.